Predictable Podcasts.
Predictable Podcasts.
There's a million of them out there, babbling about the same old boring stuff. But trust me, my friend, this is not one of them. This is Diary of a Bald Man. He's bald, and he's completely off his damn rocker, and I love that about him. Safety, dinosaurs, relationships, the many uses of a can of Raid in the bedroom. Hold on. Did I read that right? What the f*** happened there? All right. Let's do this. Welcome to Diary of a Bald Man. Now your host, the cue ball himself, Alan Wooford.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Today is September 30th, and while that may not be a big thing for you, it is for us in the podcast side. Today is International Podcast Day, so let me start out by telling you guys thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening, subscribing, suffering through the hearing trauma that some of you may or may not have gotten, but thank you for being a part of this. Tonight is going to be the 19th season for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. And as I've mentioned previously, you know, we made the top 10 slate. This is the third year in a row, and we're looking forward to see where we come on tonight. But, you know, again, none of this happens without you guys. And, you know, there's been so many people, you know, great correspondence, questions, feedback, information on the show. Yeah, you know, there's a couple that it's not so much positive, but even the negative commentary gives them some insight into what you, the listeners, you know, view the show as. So, you know, don't hold back. Give back the information and communicate, you know, the way that you feel you need to communicate. If you say, damn, Alan, you swear a lot. Well, no shit, I do. You know, that's why we've got that little warning on the label for the podcast series. You know, there's some content in here. And, you know, don't be listening to it at work or in front of your kids, and maybe not your mom too, because you don't need them going, what are you listening to, and thinking you're being influenced by something less than what they think is appropriate for you. So as we're going in, you know, like I said, September 30th, I want to reach out to each and every listener. You know, we've got quite a bit of a following in the Carolinas and Tennessee and all over the globe. If you've been to the diaryofabaldman.com website, you could see that through the maps, you know, where our listeners are, where everybody that gets engaged with the show is from. And it's just a really good turnout, you know, for that effort to be a global entity, you know, because the show is listened worldwide. But through the Global Connection Podcast Project, people were sending in their information. I'd send them a postcard. They'd go to the website and click on the red banner saying, I got a postcard. And we filled out a map. And a lot of these were from like Spotify, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio. You know, a good following off of iHeartRadio as well. But it really picked up when I was out at the U.S. Army garrison on the Kwajalein Atoll. For some reason, that really picked up, and people from across the globe were really getting involved with the show. And I'm grateful. You know, every podcaster is, because we don't know what our reach is. And I see somebody in different social media groups that say, hey, how do I increase my listeners? Well, let them know you're there. You know, that's the biggest thing. You have to be visible or audible, you know, depending on how you want to look at it. But one of the things I really want to do, you know, with this day being for us, is to consider in the past week since that Hurricane Helen came in, you know, a lot of people been adversely affected, especially Western North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee. You know, but you want to take time to recognize people that are important to you, because I've got a huge client base, you know, from where I was contracting for years. But Asheville, Charlotte, Locust, Forest City, Havelock, Monroe, Salisbury, Wexhall, High Point, Canton, Cameron, Fletcher, and Raleigh, people at Chimney Rock, you know, they all show up on my analytics as my highest listeners. You know, a lot of them being in Asheville and over in Hendersonville. You know, our thoughts, feelings, and love for you guys and hopefully, you know, a speedy recovery with everybody in North Carolina. And to some of those amazing support groups like Team Rubicon or the Cajun Navy. It sounds odd, but yeah, there's a group. There's quite a few groups out there. Team Rubicon is going down in Florida. They're in other areas. You'll have to look them up. And if you've never heard of them, I'll have their information in the show notes just to give you an idea of some of the amazing volunteers around the country that are giving up time with their families, being at home, and going into these locations that were devastated. You know, when we talk about Newport, Tennessee, bridges were, you know, just completely knocked out of place by floating lumber and all the debris and stuff on top of the water and the rain. You've got Highway 40 or Interstate 40 going through the Carolinas, which was a main artery, you know, for people traveling for their family, interstate commerce, things like that, completely decimated. I mean, slid down the mountains, fell into ravines and things. So when you think about all the stuff that's going on in the world, you know, you want to take time for yourself. Get away from social media. Quit looking at all the devastation. Not permanently, just short term for that mindset. You know, because you have to listen to things that are going to be uplifting. You know, things that's going to get your mindset out of, oh my God, I feel so bad for these people. Feel bad for them. And if you can volunteer like Team Rubicon or many of the other industries out there, the Cajun Navy, you know, going out and getting people hooked up with Starlink and other devices, people out there from Indiana flying aircraft in with supplies and landing in parts of North Carolina to deliver. You know, if you need something to lift you up, listen to something positive. Take a break, set down that flat screen, you know, out of your hand, and put it on to something like I do. One of my favorite things is to listen to music, whether I'm cleaning, cooking, doing something out in the yard. I put my phone onto classic rock, 93.1.fm. And let me tell you, I'd listen to a variety of shows, but when I came into Tennessee, you know, it was hard trying to find something. So I had the satellite stuff, and which was good. Don't get me wrong. But when I got to home, you know, the wife had, I think it was the wife or the son had the radio station on 93.1. And I was listening to Raging Kobe, and I was like, oh my God, they have got great dynamics. I laugh my ass off at some of the conversations. I never heard them talk about men having babies or, you know, herpes or anything like that that makes you go, what the hell, and how'd this get involved? But it's things that you think about. You know, you think about different things because we're so micro-focused on work, family. You know, things are important, things that are critical, but sometimes we just got to take a break and say, hey, let me listen to something nonchalant, you know, not focused on any of the bad stuff that's really affecting us right now, and look and listen to things that make us laugh. I know quite a few that'll pick up certain comedians and they'll be like, oh my God, you know, what did this guy say about bitches? And what did this guy say about homeless prostitutes and things that you normally don't think about, but you pause and laugh and go, how did that even become, you know, a talking point? How did that even get involved? You know, Matt Rife is one of the people that really pulls people out from the crowd. And when he does his crowd work, he makes them laugh. Sometimes it gets a little serious. Sometimes they get a little offended. But, you know, it's that one point that they know how to deliver a story. So Reggie and Kobe on 93.1, you know, they do that thing. They'll bring up something that's going on. They have, you know, little nuances that they'll discuss on the show, and it brings everybody together. You know, they're bringing in the community. They're bringing in their thoughts and feels. So you've got to listen to it. If you don't live actually in the Knoxville or East Tennessee area, dial it in on your laptop or on your phone, Classic Rock 93.1.fm. And they're in there from, I think it's 6 to 10, and then MJ comes in after that. Great dynamics, great stuff. And yes, I still listen to 97.1 The River in Atlanta, but that's when Raging Kobe are off. Then I switch over. Take a moment, take the time to invest in yourself, you know, get that reset going. And if you're feeling bad, which a lot of people this time of year are, you know, holidays, storms, things of that nature, and we get caught up in the mindset where sometimes we just got to flip a switch. We got to go to something different. You know, take that time for yourself. Listen to some music and, you know, be involved with something outside of your fears and the things that drive you nuts. Okay? Let's work on that. So let's take a mental health moment right now and listen to a song and get out of the verbal jabber. You know, I'm not the prettiest face, but I do have a voice worth remembering. But let's take a listen to Soul Swing by Richard Farrell, and we'll be back in just a moment. Let's re-energize together.
For something intellectual and fulfilling, you've tuned into the diary of a bald man, and there is no going back. Let the moaning, groaning, and bitching begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, everybody, and we're back. This is Alan Woodford. You're listening to Diary of Bald Man. So, in the beginning, when we were talking about sounds and audible things, you know, and listening to Classic Rock 93.1, you know, a couple of the things we were talking about was stepping back from social media with all the tragedy and all the damage and drama that we've been seeing in life. But then to, you know, another side of the coin, you know, some of the people that we're talking about, the way they're affected is not just from the negative news, things like that. But there's a lot of drama out there with people that are influencers. You can't see me doing air tags with my fingers, but I am. And what the influencers are doing is trying to sell a product. Well, the reason this is a hazard, you know, if you look at it, you know, they're pushing like stuff called HIMS and HERS and ED support medicine for people in their teens and their early 20s. You have to be a certain age to get it. But that's what they're telling them. Have longer, stronger, better sex. Hell, the one that kills me is the guys that keep talking about Shilajit, and I use Shilajit because of the mineral content and the fulvic acid, but what they're telling them is, oh yeah, your wife's going to walk away sore, things like that. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, and for the guys my age, the upper 40s, actually 56, but, you know, I say upper 40s because it's like with people my age, you know, midnight is the new 9 o'clock. But when we're looking at it, they're pushing these products about removing wrinkles, Botox, creams, lotions, things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to improve the image. And here's how you can tell if you need to improve the image. Don't worry the fuck about what anybody thinks about you, right? Because they're not living in your skin. They're not paying your bills. They're not feeding your dogs. They're not wiping your ass at night. So don't worry about it. We get old. We're going to have wrinkles. We're going to have laugh lines. We, you know, our scars and all these different things happening to our body, it's a history. It's a diary of what we've been through, what we've been exposed to. And, you know, it shouldn't be covered up or concealed. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, to have a positive mental side, here's what you can do. Get your ass up. Go look in the mirror. Do you like what you see? Do you still see that semblance of the younger generation that you once participated in? Can you stare yourself in the eyes? Because a lot of people can't. They'll get up to a mirror. They'll focus on their hair, their cheekbones, chin, maybe, you know, the growth of hair in different places, especially women. They'll pick that shit up right away. It's like a neon LED that's just blinking at them, right? It drives them nuts. But one of the things that you have to be able to do is look at yourself. And, you know, there are some things we could change. We always talk about improving, getting better. Hell, I lost weight. I used to be 330 pounds. I was a big son of a bitch. I mean, I'd take my belt off and I'd use a boomerang to put it back on the next day because I was that kind of round. You know, I'd go to New Mexico where Arizona uses it as a tanning bed because I was big. But, you know, again, let's think about you now. You're going to get older, same as me, and let's hope, you know, that it gets, I'm not going to say graceful because I don't want you to get panicky, and this is what's happening. So let me step back to this influencer thing. If you go on to, like, Instagram, TikTok, things like this, you know, back in the day, they used to have these commercials about Just for Men. And it was like, get that gray right out of your beard, and it made you prettier, and it made you more desirable by women. Bullshit. Women care less about a men's hair color than anybody else. You could be totally gray, but if you've got that poise and that demeanor and that educated sound to your voice, you know, they like somebody they can communicate with because looks fade. I mean, we're getting older. You know, it's going to happen. But what pisses me off is they're trying to get the young kids, you know, not even the transgenders or anybody that's, you know, they're not saying, hey, this is the best makeup for you, things like this. This is how to hide your wrinkles. You know, this is, they're shaming people into buying it. And older people, understandably, because I'm old too, you know, we want to look good, but we want to look good for us. We want to look good for our partner, you know. But you don't have to spend like hundreds of dollars and stuff for Botox shots, things like that. Because what's happening is your response by buying these things, by being manipulated with Botox or anything else, that's because somebody else has influenced you. You're on their leash right now. They're trying to pull you in and get you to bite. And right now with this economy, people are spending fortunes on beauty creams, skin repair, and all this other stuff. Do it for you if it makes you feel better. But if you can look in the mirror and say, you know what, I still look shit hot, then stop worrying about it. Don't buy these creams and these tapes. The tapes are the funny one. I like that. They say, put it here, pull it back, and you could just put a little bit of blush and stuff on it. But don't be selling to fucking kids. Tell them they need ED medication or they need this hair regrowth stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, before you buy this shit, I'm not talking about the cosmetic stuff, you know, putting on makeup and all, but go get tested. You know, if you're tired and lethargic, yes, the Shilla G will help, but what if you're low on B12? And if you're depressed, you'll find out you're low on your magnesium, you know? So don't just spend a ton on ashwagandha and things. I'm not saying it's going to not help you, but if you're older like me, you may be on heart medication. You may have certain things that you're taking, you know, and like with lisinopril. You know, I'm taking that now. Got put onto it when I was out on the island because of the blood pressure going up. Well, my fucking legs were killing me. Of course the blood pressure was going up. You know, and then I found I had a blocked artery in my left femoral side. And then I get home and found out that, you know, it's blocking up on the right side too. As we get older, shit goes bad. But I know what mine's from. They told me smoking and stuff like that. But you know what? YOLO, you only live once. But if you want to continue to do so, don't just stop popping a bunch of things or drinking a bunch of elixirs and all just because you saw it as a fad. Go get checked out. See if it even benefits you. You know, it was like when Lyme disease came out and people were like, I'm tired, I'm this. And they didn't understand what was going on. People went and got tested for Lyme disease and they're like, well, this is low. That may be a possibility, but let's start you out with simple stuff. Take magnesium, take the B12, take vitamin C. You know, but one of the biggest things we keep seeing is people want immediate relief. And with vitamins, it takes longer. So, you know, talk to your healthcare provider, talk to other counselors, but talk to yourself first. Do you want to feel better? With physical, you know, getting physical, going to a gym, going for a walk, going for a ride, more sex. If that's going to help you, try those first before you start taking things in. You know, but our minds are going to fuck with us. And this is why I hate influencers. Yeah, I told you I'd take Shilajit. The only thing that I produced where I would say influencing was the type of vitamin, the manufacturer of the vitamins I take, right? But then, you know, I wanted to be careful with that because I was telling people, hey, if you got this, if you've got arterial disease, things like that, get more nitrous oxide. And I'd say, hey, you know, get the Kosa vitamins and get arginine. But for people that take arginine, if you've had herpes, that stuff will light you up like, you know, Atlanta traffic lights. You'll have little bumps coming up everywhere. So then you got to take another vitamin to counteract the effects of, you know, the nerves being stimulated by the arginine and take, you know, lysine. So again, before you go taking and popping a bunch of vitamins, pills, herbs, or anything into your system, even the Shilajit, you know, check with your healthcare provider. And then one of the other things you need to do is clear your head. Your head is getting overloaded. That's why I say go to ClassicRock93.1.fm. Listen to another podcast. Hell, just get on and listen to music or white noise, pink noise, brown noise. You'd be surprised how noises and other stimuli, unless you have tinnitus and shit, because that's a noise that, you know, is driving a lot of people crazy too, especially prior military, people that work at airfields, people that work at construction, you know, so many different variances that wreak havoc on our lives. But lay that flat screen, influencing, pill pushing, tar pushing, you know, boob lift thing and set it down. Get up, look in the mirror, admire yourself, love yourself. You've got a story to tell. Fucking do a podcast, and then next September 30th, you too can be listening to see if you made number one, made the slate. You know, because we're dying off, and it's sad to see, you know, especially after the events of the hurricane coming through and thousands of people missing. Numerous dead people, you don't know when it's going to end. So don't just YOLO it or you only live once, but do it with a purpose. Do it to continue, you know, your legacy. People are going to forget you fucking 10 minutes after you're gone. They're going to fill your job as soon as somebody else puts in an application and the AI says they're smart enough to push the buttons on a computer. You know, unless you're a writer or an artist or a musician, when you're gone, nobody's going to remember us. So live for yourself. Don't worry what people think about you. Don't think, you know, these shoes here made my ass look huge. Nobody can see it right now. And I'm just, you know, kind of lying right there because I don't have an ass, according to my wife and my back pockets. But what you need to think about, again, is we came into this world alone. You know, yeah, we came strapped and hooked up to a life support system from our mom. Dad's going to be there if your dad was showing up and it's not the UPS guy. Fucking UPS guys, mailmen. What's with you guys? Quit poking the people that you're dropping packages off with. I know it's still happening. I saw a couple of videos on Instagram from one of my favorite people that were joking about, wow, this lady's got a huge Amazon service. And, oh, she was getting huge, you know, FedEx service in the back of the truck. That thing was rocking. FedEx, I like your vehicles. UPS, yours is better. It's brown. I like the earth tones. But I digress. So go look in the mirror, look yourself straight in the eye, and don't leave until you can stare yourself in the eyes. Because that's when you're getting into the windows of the soul. Forget about the outer shell. I mean, do what's right for you. Do what's comfortable. Do, you know, what makes you have a better mental health thing. Unless it's wearing your hat backwards. I fucking hate that stuff. Drives me goddamn bonkers to see somebody with a perfectly good ball cap wearing it backwards. I mean, that just makes no sense to me. Anyways, wear it the way you fucking want to. Don't be influenced by what I said. It just drives me bonkers. Don't know why. I've never done it that way. Maybe once when I was on the rifle range, just to cover my neck because it was getting the shit burned out of me. But live your life. Don't be influenced by others. Do you need ED medicine? What if you have blockage? Go to the doctor. Let him test you. Don't go sign up free and have some AI doctor say, oh yeah, you meet the requirements for me to issue you, you know, 10, 20, 50, 60 milligrams of sildenafil, you know, or Cialis or something else. Don't do that. Go to an actual doctor, say, shit, it's broken. You know, what can we do? How about that wave technology, you know, where they take and use sound to break up possibly blocked veins and capillaries and stuff running through your pecker? Go get it checked out. Hell, if a woman could go in and have a speculum shoved up into her kitty and have it turned into an opera house, you know, while a doctor's in there swabbing and wiping and doing, you can go pull your stuff out in front of a doctor. You know, find out where you're at. Get the blood test done. You may have low testosterone. You may have low magnesium levels, high calcium, high potassium. But, you know, like I said with the lisinopril, I had to be careful because lisinopril can make your potassium bad. Don't want to overdo it with bananas and stuff because I don't want to die because of my diet. It's stupid things. And people are packing in and saying, take this for your face. Take this. What if your skin's reactive? Now you're fucked. You paid to burn your own cheeks or put some shit under your eyes. Now you're swollen and have an allergic reaction to. Because people don't read the fine print. Put a little bit on your palm or, you know, a piece on the side so you're not rubbing that in and then having your cheeks and everything blow out. Love yourself. I love you. I don't even know you. I'd hug the fuck out of you if I was around right now. I've got my shirt that says hug donor, hug dealer. I used to carry a sign when I was in Alaska in the dining hall because we don't talk to people, right? We text, we give mad commando on a keyboard, and we throw our verbal stuff out there and we try to communicate that way. But the power of the human voice, the sound and the frequency, that's what people need to hear. If you take a moment, seriously, write a piece of paper, go into the bathroom or bedroom, wherever you have a good mirror. If you have one on your ceiling, that's kind of freaky, but send me an email with a picture about that. But look in the mirror and say what you like. Don't put down what you don't like because we're going to be self-critical. Put down what you like. I like my eye color. I like my hairstyle. I like the way my cheekbones do the way they do. You know, I like my 14 earrings in my right side. And then go down. What about your clothing? What about your stuff? Write down what you like and read that list. It will far outweigh some of the other things, you know. But again, we're getting older. When we go, they're going to stick us in a box. Or for me, an easy bake oven. I sure shit don't want to be buried. I want to be charcoalized, maybe put into a diamond, I don't know. Maybe have it made up where my wife can get a belly ring and I'll just be sitting in there. I kind of like that idea. But if you think you should have me as an influencer, tell me what you would like me to do. Go to diaryofabaldman1968@gmail.com. I mean, if you want me to try adult diapers, you want me to try chafing cream, well, I'm pretty frequent, so. But if you want me to try the suppository to give you a review on it, let me know. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Please pray, or if you don't pray, please have kind thoughts for those people in North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, and other areas affected by the hurricane, because positive energy, positive thoughts from you will make their lives better, or will help to make their lives better. Positive energy at all times. Love you. Thank you for listening. Now get the hell out of here and enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you next time.
Alan Wolford has produced this podcast for entertainment purposes. Neither this nor any other podcast he produced constitute legal, medical, marital, sexual, or professional advice. The opinions and views presented by Alan are his own and do not reflect the views or opinions of employers, clients, family, Facebook groupies, promotional sponsors, or baby Jesus. Any health information shared or mentioned as an alternative does not create any patient-physician relationship or other professional relationship between the audience and the presenters. No person listening to any podcast from this rocket surgeon should act or refrain from acting based on the content of a podcast without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling. Nor shall the information be used to substitute for professional advice and counseling. As stated earlier, this show is for entertainment purposes, not how to lead or change your life. Do what is best for you or what your spouse approves of. Alan Wolford and all guests of the show expressly disclaim all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any and all contents of this site.